Hello, everybody. This is the Common Sense American. I hope you're having a very good week, a very good day, and I hope you're not stressing too much over the political environment, although that seems difficult to do these days. How can you not? But I would like to talk today about a phenomenon that is very, I use the word interesting, but it's scarier rather than interesting. Sometimes we get a series of statistics, or we get a poll result, or we get a survey result that, when you compare it with other statistics, they don't make any sense. Okay? So here's the two that we're going to focus on. Now, you've probably seen these before, where they do a poll and they ask people, one of the questions is, do they believe the United States is on the correct path, the right track? And obviously, it's no surprise to anybody that for the past several years, the answer to that has been no for most people. It's the majority believe we are not on the right path. And it really doesn't seem to matter who is polled. Of course, because we have a leftist regime, Democrat voters are more likely to say we're on the right path. But even then, the significant majority of those voters still say, it's not as high as Republicans. Republicans, it's like 90% of Republican voters. But it's anywhere between 60 and 70% of Democrat voters, according to these polls, that say we're on the wrong path. Overall, if you consider everybody, these surveys are suggesting that anywhere between 70 and 80% of this country believes that the country is not on a good track. All right. Now, that's a very high percentage no matter how you look at it. And it might be maybe the highest that the nation has ever seen. I mean, maybe with the exception of the Depression era, and I don't even know if they were holding such polls then. But one thing I will note about that era, being a student of that time period, is that the people, despite having, of course, a very negative view of things at the time, you know, how could you not, they still had a very firm belief in the country and their ability to pull out of it, and their ability to work their way out of it, for people themselves to step up and see their way clear of this without relying on government. They basically blame the government for putting them in that position. They're certainly not going to turn to the government and say, help us now, because they had no faith that their leaders were going to help them. So they turned to themselves and said, we're going to do this. We're going to work our way clear of this. And not being plagued with 600-pound behemoths and entitlement through the nose and a world where you had to work to survive and you had to struggle and scrimp and save and do everything you can, change your profession, change anything, do anything, sew your own clothes, grow your own food, build your own house. They all were willing to do that. Now, if we sunk into that, and I've made this point before, this country would not survive. We have people who can't tie their own shoes or screw in a light bulb without crying. It's a whole different populace, which is why it's infinitely more terrifying when they talk about things like a depression, because we cannot survive it, I don't believe. Then we could, then we were basically a different species. But anyway, back to my original point. We are seeing record high numbers in terms of negativity when it comes to the track of the country. Now, you would assume, now the logical takeaway from those results is that, okay, well, if any country, doesn't matter what it is, if the populace, the majority of the populace, literally three-quarters of the populace, or two-thirds at the bare minimum, believe that we're not in a good spot and we're not heading the right direction, then there are going to be leadership changes. There are going to be, if it's a democracy or republic, there are going to be leadership changes. We don't like this. We're going to try a different route. However, if you look at who people were willing to vote for come 2024, every last Democrat on the planet is still going to go Biden. Every single one, pretty much, with the exception of a few moderate Democrats who are just holding out. Maybe they'll do RFK. Maybe they're not sure. But they sure as hell will not do Trump or DeSantis or anybody, any Republican. They're just perfectly happy. And another poll that came out said, because we all know Biden will not make it through a second term. That ain't going to happen. If something doesn't happen between, you know, now and 2024, it certainly will happen after that. The man is not right, and his health is declining mentally. We're watching it with every passing day. He's not going another 4 years. And again, the majority of Democrat voters do agree with that, which is why they're essentially casting a vote for Kamala Harris. And when polled there, a stunning percentage of them said they were either somewhat or very comfortable with Harris taking over the presidency. It's like 80-90%. Now, she's a complete disaster. I actually think there's something wrong with her, too. She just laughs at the oddest moments, at the oddest times. She's completely incompetent. She was one of the worst lawyers on the planet before any of this, as her professors will attest to. She's a disaster of a politician, and she's farther left than Joe. It's worse. She's you know, they don't even need a puppet in this case. The far left agenda, she'll just do everything they say, as nuts as it sounds. And of course, all Democrats are on board with that because apparently they're all radical extremists at this point. But of course, they blame us for being the same way. Anyway, they're all good with that. They're all on board with that. So it's not like getting anybody better than Biden. You're going worse. And her approval ratings have not gone above. Here's the other interesting part. Her approval ratings never seem to go above 30%. And yet 80 or 90% of these Democrat voters are perfectly happy with her taking over the reins from Biden. Now, none of these statistics are adding up. None of these make any sense. They don't go together. There is no logical progression. You hear that the majority of a country doesn't like the way the country's going. They should turn on their leaders and go, okay, we don't want you. We want new leadership. But that's not what Democrats are doing. It's what all Republicans are doing, obviously, but that's not what Democrats are saying. The majority of them don't like where we're going and are perfectly happy to keep going in that direction, apparently, because they don't want to make any change. And the change they're happy with is even farther in that direction, which would be Harris. So from a statistical and societal standpoint, this is nonsense. This doesn't register in my brain, or anybody's brain for that matter, who thinks, because it doesn't make any sense. Why would that be? Why, if I'm going to ask you this question, you say, yeah, no, I don't think we're going on the right path. And then I ask you, okay, so you want to change the leader, and you go, no. What? Why? What, you think he's going to suddenly make things better? You don't like the way it's going. The leadership we have had has been in charge for 3 years, almost. Nothing is better. Everything is significantly worse, as far as I can tell. You agree that the country's still on the wrong path. And yet you're still going to stick with Biden. Now, I thought about this for a little while, and I could only come to one conclusion. And it seems to me that the only way this is possible is that the people who are saying this simply believe that anybody who is not in their party is the devil. They'll actually make things worse than they are. The demonization of the right, of right wing, of conservative values, which has been going on for decades but has really ramped up in the past, 4 or 5 years, that demonization, spearheaded by a media that abandoned journalism a long time ago in favor of a particular message, that has just gained traction and momentum. Now it's everywhere. It's not just in the media. It's being rammed into our children's heads in education. It's everywhere in the entertainment field. You can't get away from it. It is in every strata of government and society, basically screaming that anybody on, the right is not, again, not just they have a different opinion, but they're a danger to society. This is a point I frequently make about how this can take down a country. You demonize one side of it to the point where it's not just an opinion that they're holding, but they are dangerous to you. Now, this obviously is working because that's the only way these statistics make any sense. It's the only way. The people that are on the left have been told and believe that there is no one who would ever run on a Republican ticket, or even really an independent ticket, it looks like, that they will ever vote for. They won't even listen to. That's the scary part. Their assumptions as to what we believe has always been wrong, for the most part. It was a few months ago, and I know I made mention of this in the past, but there was a study that was done to determine how well one side knows the other side. In other words, how well right-wing voters know left-wing voters and vice versa. And though it was no surprise to me, I'm sure it was a surprise to other people, is that the right-wing side of voters knew exactly how the left stood on just about everything. They were like 95% right on every question that was asked. Like, how would a liberal vote in this way? What do they believe in this situation, right? They got it. They were right. On the other side, left-wing voters were way off. They were more frequently wrong than they were right about us, about what we really believe, what our values are. They were just, I think it was like 40%. They were wrong all the time. And obviously, the reason for that is because they have no contact with us, ever. They don't want to talk to us. They don't want to deal with us. They don't listen to us. We've been demonized. We've been, they think of us as wicked, backwards individuals. So then they've been instructed to avoid us. And every single thing they see and hear on a daily basis is that demonization. Everything from their side, nothing from the other. So how could they know? How would they know? They just assume what they're being told is right. If all aspects of society, if entertainment and the media and education and all that is saying the same thing to you, and that's the only thing you experience, you're living in this bubble, then that has to be correct. They won't really know anything about us. They'll just assume that what they're being told is correct when many times it's not. I have encountered, you know, Democrats and or liberals in the past where they make assumptions about me that are not even close. I mean, they're not even close. They're not even in the same universe of what I really believe. But they assume that because of what they've heard and and when I tell them that that isn't true, they don't even believe me. They think I'm lying. That's how far gone they are. That's how far brainwashed it is. That's how effective this crusade against one side has been. They won't even believe you when you tell them, you know, maybe I'm not all for the whole gun thing. You know, maybe I actually would. I want 2A to be there. I believe we should leave the Constitution alone. But I also believe that they don't really serve a huge amount of purpose in a civilized society, and we don't really need assault weapons either. I think the military and the police should have access to them, but I don't really see a reason for civilians to have them in a functioning society. Yeah, you know, but I do believe they should have the right to be armed. I do believe these things, but I'm not as far down the path. I waffle a bit on certain subjects that they think I'm all gung-ho for, and they're wrong. I'm a conservative / libertarian. I sort of go back and forth on both those. No way am I liberal on anything, but on those things I go back and forth, and they don't know anything about any of that. You know, they were taught in school that Ayn Rand was just an evil person. Personally, I think she was right about absolutely everything. And if you actually read her books, which of course they didn't, because, you know, they were told that it was evil and should be ignored. And God forbid we talk about education and other viewpoints. We're not going to do that anymore. We're just going to tell them bad, ignore it. That's a great way to keep them in the dark, isn't it? How else is this happening? How else do they not know what we really think? It's to keep them in the dark. So if you read the books, if you read something like Atlas Shrugged of the Fountainhead, you might get a clear understanding of what she stood for, what she believed in. And frankly, it's just pure logic. And there's not much there to say there's something wrong with. You can call it unrealistic if you want, but those are ideals that certain people believe in, and it's very difficult to tear them down. They don't even have a chance to tear them down because they don't know what they are. They don't know any of this. So, without even considering what the other side is offering them, despite believing, despite saying that they think the country is not in a good spot and not going in the right direction, they will not entertain any talk of changing leadership ever. They will vote Democrat until they're dead. Because the crusade has been so wildly effective in completely veiling from the left what the right really believes, what they stand for, that they're not all backwoods, gun-toting, Bible-thumping, whatever. You know, that's how we're all portrayed. You know, everybody, you know, we all love Trump and we're all just, you know, racist bigots or whatever. You know, the equality thing, we actually do believe in equality, real equality, true equality, not equity, which is a made up thing that's entirely racist from top to bottom. But real equality, and which we always have. I find it interesting, by the way, and this is a little tangent here. We just went through Juneteenth, which is a new holiday. What I don't quite get why are we celebrating the African Americans on that day? You're celebrating the freedom of the slaves, the time that slaves got their freedom, right? Well, a white man gave them their freedom. That was Abraham Lincoln. White men in charge of the government at the time gave them their freedom. Said, you know, we're not doing this anymore. We made these strides to free you and give you the chance to be free in this country. And so we're just going to ignore that. We're going to pretend that the people who made it happen are still the devil. The slaves didn't free themselves. They didn't just like rise up in some coup against this evil, tyrannical, racist government and overthrow it and make a new country. That's not what happened. What happened were the people in charge, who were pretty much all white men at the time, said, we're not doing this anymore. We're taking this country in another direction and we're freeing the slaves. Did they get any credit for that at all? How come I never hear about any of this? It's all black all day long on Juneteenth. Is there a documentary on Abraham Lincoln? No. And, you know, and my brother will say also, you know, they broke the deal. You know, they always said, for years and years and years, we'll never be truly equal, or we'll always be racist until a black man becomes president. Well, that happened. He was elected and reelected. And yet, somehow, we're more racist than we've ever been. It's a bigger problem than ever after a black man has been president. We also have a woman of color as vice president who will probably become president. We have people of color everywhere. There are no laws against them. And all of this has happened, and yet, we're supposed to believe that no strides have been taken and nothing has happened, and these people are still oppressed in some way. I can't sit here and look, like see commercials for this Netflix series coming up about black people in tennis or something, and how they're, there's no opportunities for blacks. Shut up. I don't want to hear from people like Serena Williams, who are some of the richest, most privileged individuals on the face of the earth. Shut up. You have had no problems. You have had no issues from birth. That's crap. You were never kept off a tennis court because of your skin color. Baloney. You were on the tennis court by the time you were 3, and so was your sister. Shut up. You don't have any conception of what your ancestors went through at all. And to pretend that you lived in some awful, downtrodden world where you had to struggle your way up. Just shut up. These are lies, and you're basically turning everybody racist. And you are racist for even being in it at all. The bottom line is, we have all these problems around us. And the left is not acknowledging any of it and will continue down this path because of the belief, the erroneous, false belief, that nobody who believes a difference, who has a different set of values, can actually turn this around. So I guess my question would be to all these people who say the country's going in a bad direction, but we're going to continue going that direction because we will still vote this way. I guess my question would be, how do you see things turning around then? What on the horizon is telling you that if I vote for this guy again, or vote for the very same people, the very same types of people over and over and over and over again, that things are going to get better? That is the very definition of insanity, isn't it? To do the same thing over and over and expect a different result? Kind of like all you people support communism? You know, isn't that what this is? You think that voting for these people, again, is somehow going to help when you just told me you don't like where we are. Maybe you think that we'll change it in another way. Maybe you think that leadership isn't the problem. Maybe you think there's something else we should be doing. But you can't seem to come up with any answers there either. So They're offering us no answers. The reason the right is pushing back against psychos, and I'm calling them that, and I believe that's accurate, what they're doing to our children, what they, the twisted, dysfunctional, insane ideology, the lack of belief in anything. I mean, these people don't believe in anything. They're essentially the party of nihilists at this point. They can't name anything they believe in. The only thing they can come up with is social justice. That's it. They got nothing. They don't believe in any sort of religion. They don't believe in any sort of in the individual and in the power of discipline. They turn to the state for everything. They believe the state should have full control of our lives. They believe these things. They don't believe in themselves because they're the most miserable humans I've ever met. They tend to be very unhappy. There was a study done last year that said that those who vote Democrat are three times more likely to be diagnosed with depression or anxiety at some point in their lives than people who vote on the right. I just thought it was an interesting result. I didn't think it was that bad. But generally, yeah, they tend to be cynical, dark, depressing people. And they're not, and they want to drag us down with them, apparently. Because they want everyone to be as dark, twisted, and depressing as they are. And they want to maintain the status quo. What is this? Misery loves company? I don't understand the approach. How are things going to get better? Nothing is better. The lies that inflation is under control is wrong. Anybody who's gone grocery shopping in the past year can tell you that. That's all wrong. Do the comparisons. Do the comparison, literally, from this time last year to now. Go ahead. It's literally a 30% jump for most things. Sometimes, and some things, a lot more. Ask people who are in the home building world, for example. The cost of materials is just insane. Everything, the cost of living everywhere is out of control. And they're going to tell you now they've got inflation under control and that doesn't exist. They're using metrics. What they don't want to tell you is they're using age-old metrics to veil just how bad it really is. If they were using the same measuring sticks that they were using, I think, 20 years ago, you would be so terrified as to what's happening with inflation and the cost of living today, you wouldn't even be able to sleep. They're lying to you. They've been lying to you. They've been lying to you about the border. They lied to you about COVID. They've been lying and lying and lying, and they've never stopped lying. And the truth of all of this that comes out later is they desperately race to squash and call it misinformation. That's their buzzword, misinformation. If it doesn't come from the regime or a, quote, approved source, then it's misinformation and can't be accurate. We're not even going to let you see it. We're not even going to let you decide for yourselves. We're not even going to let you source it yourself and go back to that original source and see if you think you should trust it. We're going to tell you that, no, you shouldn't trust it, and just forget it. Just ignore it. It's not there. We're going to remove it from your line of sight. And these are the people we have in charge. And those are the people who are, you know, basically putting us in a position where there will be nothing left but a smoking crater. And the left are still going to support this. They're going to say, the majority will still say, nope, we're not in a good spot. And that same majority will go in and automatically vote for Biden without, he doesn't even have to speak. He has to say nothing. They don't care. It doesn't matter what he says at this point. The demonization of the right is so complete and so blanketing that they have successfully made it so people who follow them, the lockstep, like, bunch of freaking goose-stepping Nazis, will not in any way entertain any other viewpoint for any reason, because they're told that all of it is not just a difference of opinion, but that it is inherently bad, that it is inherently evil. And that's how you erase, that's how you erase individual thinking. That's how you erase freedom of thought. That's how you completely destroy an individual's drive to find the truth themselves. We'll tell you the truth, and you vote as such. You don't have to put any extra effort in. And you know what? Americans really like that now. They like that we don't have to do any extra effort thing, because many of us are very, very lazy and stupid. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. So we're just going to take what we're spoon-fed and automatically go to the polls and just, like automatons, pull the little lever. Now, I'll finish this by saying I'm sure there are plenty of people on the right who, I guess if we were in the same situation, if Republicans were in charge and the country was going downhill, they'd probably say the same thing, but we're going to still vote Republican. But I, just in my dealing with a lot of them, that doesn't seem to be the case. If things were really bad, they're perfectly willing to throw out who's in charge and go, we got to go another route here. At least find somebody else. I don't even care who it is at this point, but we got to find somebody else because this is bad. So that's really what I wanted to get to today. I thought it was an interesting phenomenon. I thought it was worth talking about. These things you notice that you've never really seen before, they're sort of unprecedented in the country. This statistic does not line up with this statistic. It doesn't follow in a logical sequence. You know, they say this, so they should react this way, but they're not. It's weird. So, you know, it's another example of the power, the brainwashing power of the constant hammering of the same message from all the powers that control the information, how we get it and when we get it, how quickly we get it every day. And it works very, very well and very quickly. It's dangerous, but the left doesn't seem to care. So that's it for me. I appreciate you listening, as always, just trying to take an interesting view of things and looking at things from a different angle, bringing some things to your attention, let you think about them. I don't tell you how to think, unlike the regime. I just give you things to think about and trust that you will use your brain and think about these things and come to your own conclusions, because you are a thinking human and a thinking individual. And you can do this without help from the frickin' government. That's probably a good idea. So, I am done for this week, and I hope I will see you again next week when I talk about, well, something completely different, I think. I will mull on that for a while and then come to a conclusion. Sometimes I don't even know what I'll talk about until a few minutes before I start, but I've got a plan for next week. So, that's it, and I'll see you then. Thank you.